Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So, sorry, my voice has gone a bit weird there. So today's episode is a little short one, I think. I haven't actually recorded it yet, so I'll find out when you find out, I guess. So I wanted to talk about some of the tools that we have available living in the digital modern age that could save our writing life. Now, something you probably haven't thought about, but people like Hemingway, Shakespeare, Kafka, all of these amazing authors, Dostoevsky, none of these guys had access to pretty much any technology other than like a typewriter. And I mean, even if they needed to sort of, you know, do a bit of research, for example, nowadays, I would literally just Google it, look, check out Wikipedia or a TED Talk or something like that. Whereas back in the day, they had to go to the library and start, you know, looking things up. And we take this sort of thing for granted, you know. We live in an amazing age, and what do we do with it? We tell stories. We tell crazy little stories. The first tool I want to talk to you about is something that I've been using for, I mean, it must be going on 4 years or something now. It's called 750words.com. So 750, the number 750, words, written out in letters. So 750words.com. It was made by a guy called Buster Benson, based on this idea of morning pages. And the idea is that every day you're supposed to free write, so not actually think about what you're writing, but just, you know, set your fingers loose on the keyboard, free write 3 pages, which is about 250 words a page, so 750 words. Now, the idea of this website is you do 750 words, and that day is marked off with a cross. And then you do 750 words the next day, and the other day is marked off with a cross. So every day, you're building up this streak of crosses, and you get badges. So it's got the whole gamification sort of side of it as well. So if you do 25 days in a row, you get a badge. If you do 50, you get a badge, or, you know, whatever. My longest streak, which I'm quite proud of, is about 550 days. That's right, so nearly 2 years. And I was really proud of it, but then for whatever reason, I forgot a day. I don't know, maybe I didn't have a computer, I didn't have the internet on that day, but I wasn't too bothered that I'd broken it, because I'd obviously broken it because I wasn't putting the effort in. So I deserved to lose my streak and to start again. I'm currently on a streak of about 60 days. It was free when I signed up. I don't know if it's still free, but the benefit I found from it is literally just waking up, free writing your thoughts down on the page. No self-editing, no nothing like that. It gives you sort of a wall to bounce your ideas off of and to refresh your mind on what you're doing, even who you are. Like, sometimes I'll sit down and write, who the hell am I exactly? What am I doing here? And I remind myself, okay, so I've got this thing going off over here, this story I'm writing. What's that story about? And I'll start, you know, asking myself questions. Just a fluid, rapid pace. Doesn't matter about spelling mistakes or anything like that. And normally by the end of the 750 words, I'm feeling refreshed. I know what I've got to do. I know what I've got to avoid. And I'm normally excited by that point to start the actual work of the day. Bear in mind, you may know that I'm doing 2,000 words a day now, of of actual writing. These 750 words are not part of that. These 750 words I'm doing as a warm-up to my 2,000 words, which is actual writing that I want to write good copy, good story, publishable copy as much as possible. But 750 words isn't about that. It's about cranking them out, getting your ideas out on the page. And sometimes, you know, it's great because you might be in a bad mood and you're not really sure why, and you sort of scratch at it through writing these words, and you itch at it, and you sort of uncover what exactly it is that's putting you in a bad mood, and you know that can sort you out. It's very therapeutic. So that's the first digital tool that I would say you definitely need to start using. 750words.com. Okay, so tool number two is Hemingway app. So the website is hemingwayapp.com. And okay, so we all know that Ernest Hemingway has a certain way of writing. He writes very concisely. He calls it brevity. I think that's the best way to describe it, really. There's no fluff. There isn't any extraneous adverbs or anything like that. So Hemingway app is a web application. The idea is you paste in a body of writing that you've just done, and then it grades you. And it tells you if you've got sort of complicated sentences or a load of adverbs stuck in there. And it tells you all of these things that are essentially what's wrong with your writing. It'll tell you if you're writing badly. But having said that, what I use it for, I like the odd adverb and I like some complicated sentences because it works for the sort of voice that I'm going for, like a rambling sort of voice occasionally. So all it does is I paste what I'm working on into that, and it gives me a great sort of sense of what I've written and if there's any mistakes that I've made that I'm not aware of. So if I made something overly complicated that I never meant to make complicated, or if I've used a passive voice rather than the active voice without realizing, I can use this Hemingway app to tighten up my writing, make it a little bit clearer, add a bit more conciseness to it all, and make it a bit more Hemingway-esque, because I'm not a massive fan of Hemingway's writing myself. So my writing, even after I've edited it, comes through as a grade of like a B. It gives me like a B or the equivalent of that. Because I have my own voice, you know, as a writer, and you do too. So don't fix it. Don't go in there and gut your writing to the point where it gets you an A, because it's not necessarily good writing. It's correct writing. But that correct and good are different things. But it's a free application. I'd definitely recommend you to use it. So go check it out. It's hemingwayapp.com. Tool number three is Pomodoro Timer. So there's lots of different, you know, versions of this app that do the same thing. But basically Pomodoro is a method, a productivity method, and there's several different timers. I think the one I got was like £2 off the App Store that I downloaded for my Mac. And so the basic idea is that rather than just sort of sitting down at your desk or your chair or the floor where I personally sit, rather than sitting down on the floor and just writing your words, you do it for 25 minutes as the timer goes down, and then you stop dead for 5 minutes, and then that's one tomato. On my timer, it looks like a tomato. So once you've done one tomato, you get a 5 minute break, and then you don't do anything work related, and then suddenly tomato two starts timing down for 25 minutes. You do that, and in those 25 minute windows, you have to be 100% fully focused on what you're doing. So a good way of sort of scheduling out your work day, let's say you've got 2 hour block, is to say, right, I'm going to do four tomatoes. I'm going to crank out tomatoes times four. Do you know what I mean? So it's a good way of scheduling it out. And me personally, I am a procrastinator. I like to sort of, I go on Facebook all the time. I can't help it. It's a bad habit. And I just find myself sort of command tabbing between what I'm working on Facebook all the time. So this tomato timer, Pomodoro timer, at least it sort of incentivizes me to say, don't go on Facebook just yet. you've only got 5 minutes left. Wait until your 5 minute window break and then go back to it. Like I said, the one I got is like $2. You could probably get a free one online. I'm sure there's a web application. Just Google Pomodoro timer and you can thank me and whoever this Pomodoro guy is later. All right. Okay, and this leaves me to the last tool. Okay, so I'm gonna take it that you're using Scrivener to write your prose projects in, because if you aren't and using something like Word or Pages, I have to say you're doing it wrong. In the same way that you wouldn't write on an old school typewriter because you can't sort of copy and paste or anything like that, you can't use the input dictionary or anything like that, I think the difference between a typewriter and Word is a very similar difference between Word and Scrivener. You have to be using Scrivener, honestly. And it's only like 30 quid. I do still have a voucher code, the word Storyteller, all in caps, and that should give you a little bit of a discount. But even if I didn't have that discount, I would say use it. It's like 30 quid. I mean, if you're a writer, you have to be using this. But this digital tool isn't Scrivener itself, but... and I do think most text editors can do this function, but it's something called text to speech. Quite often when you're writing and you've written a lot of words, let's say you'd sort of 2000 words in, and you can't see the woods for the trees because all the words still start to blend together, and you read it through in your mind and you read it out loud, but it's like when you say the same word over and over again, it loses all meaning. So what I tend to do is I highlight a paragraph and I use the text-to-speech function, so the computer reads the story back to me, and just removing myself from it and hearing the computer basically read me my own story, just having that sort of removes myself one step and allows me to hear it from a brand new, fresh perspective. So I'll do one paragraph, I'll listen to it, and then I can sort of go into it and edit it then. From a fresh perspective, and then I'll do the next paragraph and do the same again, and so on and so on and so on. So there's some tools for you to be using. I definitely think you should be using them. Obviously I've missed out a lot because there's literally hundreds, but I try not to overcomplicate things, and so maybe I forgot something. Maybe you can tell me a tool that you think is amazing, something like Evernote or Scapple or whatever it's called. I mean, there's hundreds out there, but you find what you use and you find what's effective. And for me, especially 750words.com, which I think is a bit of a lifesaver in many ways for me. So get in touch, let me know what you're using. Let me know if you hate any of the tools that I've mentioned here. And I'll hopefully hear from you soon. Cheers.